Bava Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4:4, and now the Mishnah talks about a similar case to the previous. A person is selling the entire chatzer, the courtyard, which would typically have numerous houses opening up into it, and he's selling the whole thing. So he says one sells the chatzer. The question is, when he sells the chatzer without defining what is included in the quote-unquote whole thing, what is included? So says the Mishnah, HaMocher es chatzer macher batim. The houses are included because a normal chatzer has houses, so of course he means integral part of the chatzer, the houses themselves, as well as the boros shichnu ma'aros. Same goes for the pits, the water cisterns, whether they're round or long, skinny, or covered. The point is that unlike a house, which doesn't normally necessarily have to have its own private water source, people can go to the more communal, shared water source of the chatzer, a normal chatzer does have a water source for the members of the chatzer, and therefore, when one sells the chatzer, so then the water cistern goes with it. Aval, however, lo esa metaltalin. The other items that are like the movable items that are inside the chatzer are not included. So that means, for example, the furniture, the key, that kind of stuff, and the doors, that stuff, it can be moved. It's not part of the essential house or the chatzer, therefore they're not included. But bezman she'amar lo hi v'chol masha besocha, if one says, I'm selling the chatzer and everything in it, quote-unquote everything, so what would be included in everything, rei kulan mechurin, all that stuff is included, meaning all the kind of stuff we saw in the previous Mishnayos, as well as like the furniture of the house, and the houses, I should say. And because the thought is, and this is the difference in those two Mishnayos, this is one shot, the thought is that if a person's moving house, he's going to take his stuff with him, because although it's not so easy to transport your bed and that kind of thing, you make an effort because you need your bed. But if you're moving chatzeros, you're moving on to like a new land, new faraway place. That's why you're totally checking out entirely. And therefore, it's not going to make any sense to bring the furnishings of the homes with you. You're going to leave them behind. So that's the thought over here. Ben kach o ben kach, whether one said he's selling the chatzer with or without the contents, meaning even if he says, I'm selling everything that's in the chatzer, kol masha besocha, even so, lo machar, lo esa merchat v'lo esa beis habad shebesocha. What would not be included is if there happened to be on the premises of the chatzer a merchat, a bathhouse, that's a public bathhouse, like or a commercial bathhouse, that's like a commercial business, or a beis habad, an olive press, also a commercial installation. The idea is that these things, not every chatzer needs to have a bathhouse or a olive press. Rather, those are like commercial installations which are used for profit, and like people around from numerous chatzeros will make use of them. So all the neighbors from various chatzeros would come to use this bathhouse or to use this olive press, and therefore it's not an integral part of a chatzer. So when I say I'm selling my chatzer, that would include the basic things that are chatzer a part of, but it would exclude these kind of commercial installations. He would retain the rights to the merchatz or the bathhouse or the olive press even after selling the chatzer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer has a different approach. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, the word chatzer refers to the open area like in front of the shared space in front of the house, not the house themselves. I saw in the Art Scroll in English, they analogize this the word mall, M-A-L-L, a shot like a mall, so a shopping mall, even though mall means like the open area, like the mall in Washington, D.C., but when you talk about the mall nowadays, you mean, if I'm selling you my mall, I mean the open areas and the stores that are in the mall as well. Same idea. So the Tanakhama held, when you say the chatzer, you mean the chatzer and the structures like the houses on it, that's part of it. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Rabbi Eliezer omer, HaMocher es haChatzer lo machar ela avira shel chatzer. All he's including is literally the air space, the air of the chatzer, meaning the grounds outside of the home. So that means that the purchaser could, let's say, he could build his own commercial installation. He could put in there an olive press or a merchatz. But the homes, the houses, the batim, remain unsold. The halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. It's more like the Chachamim and the Tanakhama, but like I said before, everything really depends on what's normal in terms of your time and place, and I think this just isn't like how our time and place works at all, so it's hard to say what the really halacha lemaisa would be. It would depend on what people understand such expressions to be.